You're listening to UCB Ireland, serving the church, reaching the nation.
Welcome to the show, Jonathan and Chloe. It's an absolute pleasure to chat with you today. Now, I was stunned to find out that Agape International is doing some incredible work across 190 countries. Is that correct?
That's true, yeah. Thank you, Beverly.
Yes, no, it's right, 190 countries across the world. So amazing work being done in campuses across the globe.
Excellent. Well, that's particularly remarkable considering there are a total of 196 countries in the whole wide world. So praise God for that. And one of those countries, of course, is our beloved Ireland. And the work of the ministry is based around student outreach, Bible studies, and Christian mentorship for young adults and adults alike. So as a Christian charity, how do you effectively share the message of God's love in today's fast-paced digital world?
Well, with students, one of the main ways we accomplish this through the digital world is through our social media pages, mainly being Instagram, where students are still present today. Through our Instagram page, which is called Agape Ireland, in case anyone's looking for it. Through our Instagram page, we aim to provide insight into what we do as a community. We try to promote these insights through events or our daily time in campus. And this involves providing a space for students to engage with the good news that Jesus is in a way that doesn't discriminate whether you are a Christian or not. Also through Instagram, we aim to promote what it looks like to be part of a community that investigates and looks into this message of God's love in a respectful and in an open environment where people can come from whatever background they are coming from. So yeah, Instagram is our main digital outreach to students so they can see what we're doing on a weekly and daily basis. We also have another thing called Mentor Ministry. This is an online ministry, which we've called the Mentor Ministry, which we run in partnership with Agape in the UK and in Canada as well. So we have several websites related to discovering more about Jesus and the Bible. And this is where people, they can fill out a form on these websites. They can ask questions about Jesus and the Bible. And then we put in contact with a Christian online. And so we have a team of online mentors who will speak with a person, ask them questions, pray for them, and share with them about the next step in their spiritual journey. So it's all online, and kind of to talk about the fast-paced digital world that we're in.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, we've got lots of training, lots of ongoing support for our mentors, and it just gives this wonderful opportunity for people to help them discover who Jesus is.
Excellent. That's so relevant to just today's, the day and age that we're in. So that's amazing to hear. And what are the challenges specifically with the college outreach? What are the challenges that you face reaching younger generations, and how do you overcome that?
Well, we found that most of the younger students today, of course, they primarily communicate on their phones, of course, and they keep their communications brief. So we're like on Instagram, TikTok, and Twitter. So this makes kind of having deep personal conversations difficult when moving from the digital life to in person. So it is a challenge to have deeper conversations with students. So what we try and do when on campus is provide an open space where we're welcoming people to share their perspectives and say it's okay to disagree. We're trying to ask questions to hear what the students have to say. And at the same time, as staff of Agape, we're trying not to straight up answer their questions or correct them when they say something maybe that we don't agree with. So a lot of it, when it comes to trying to overcome this challenge of stalemates in conversations, is trying to be okay with people having different perspectives to us and trying to ask good questions. And at some points, being able to say, oh, that's an interesting perspective. I don't know if I fully agree with that, but I'd love to hear more of your opinion, for instance. On campus, we operate with these. We operate with three core convictions that drives our work. We believe that every student should have the right to hear the gospel and make up their mind on who Jesus is. We believe that there's a lot of misinformation out there on who Jesus is, and so we want to provide and engage with what the Bible says, who Jesus is, and what he did, his life, his death, and his resurrection. And lastly, we believe that God loves every student and wants to have a relationship with every student. So that drives our core convictions. And so to kind of summarize, the main way we try to overcome that challenge of reaching younger generations then is to provide ears that are willing to hear, mm-hmm. and to be conscious in how we respond to people. For example, we make sure to show that we're not visibly, super shocked by any of the answers or questions we receive, and we want to make sure that we're not being standoffish, and if somebody says something that we really don't agree with, that, that's been shown. So we really want to show ourselves to be understanding and willing to listen, willing to hear something that we might not like. So that's how we're trying to overcome those challenges today, and to listen to questions that we're hearing and meet students where they're at.
Absolutely. I love it. That sense of being sensitive, towards what they have to say or get off their chest, and just that openness, that's so beautiful. And what I'd really love to hear is, do you have a story or a moment when you saw someone's life being transformed through Agape's program or outreach at all?
Absolutely. Lots of stories. Well, one story we'd love to share just came from last year on campus. It comes from a UCD student in Dublin. His name's Barry, but not his real name. That's just the name we're going to give. So last year, Agape staff, they met Barry on UCD campus, and he was interested in chatting about faith and spirituality. And over the course of the semester, Agape staff, they met with Barry to answer his questions about God, about the Bible, and about heaven, about the afterlife. And Barry began to pray regularly, and he began to attend what's called Agape Tuesdays. This is a weekly coffee and chat event we have. And there he continued to ask questions about the Holy Spirit and the Bible. And then eventually he looked for his own Bible, which Agape gifted him. And then Barry actually went on several Agape events, including the La Hinch Surfing Weekend we do every year, and the Camino de Santiago Walk, which is also done every year. And then by the end of that academic term, Barry had made a commitment to live for Jesus, and is now being discipled by Agape staff in his Christian faith. So that was a truly wonderful example to hear from our campus staff last year, and just to be able to share the impact of Agape Ireland's ministry.
Awesome. I love it. And I love the fact that you guys gifted him a Bible as well. What better present than that? So lovely to hear. Chloe, this one's especially for you as well. So you both work for the same ministry. I'm wondering, how does your partnership strengthen your efforts, and how do you support each other in this journey?
Sure. Yeah. Well, so being a married couple, of course, we've always, tried to support each other and support each other in our different roles that we chat. But this is the first time where we're not only actually working for the same organization, but we're in ministry together at the same time. It's actually means that we're now able to support each other more, which is really nice. And we sort of have a bigger understanding of like our day-to-day joys and challenges that we might face in ministry. And so we're able to help each other more through those, which is really good. But of course, like one of the best ways that we support through prayer, so praying for each other, praying together, we know that this is like completely essential in keeping Jesus central in our lives and in our roles with Agape. So that's really the key one.
I love that. Yeah. That's beautiful. And just looking ahead, what exciting plans or goals do you have for Agape in the coming year? What can we expect to see next?
So for students over the coming year, we'll have opportunities for students to discover more about Jesus through events and just trips away, like Jonathan mentioned there, the La Hinch surfing trip that's coming up really soon, a long weekend away, and the Camino de Santiago walk. So we actually have more than one Camino coming up next summer, hopefully. We have the Student Camino and what we call the Camino Plus. And so for anyone who doesn't know, these are trips where people come and there's Bible discussion times in the evening, and then they walk together during the day on the Camino de Santiago. And so it's a really nice opportunity for people to just get away from the busyness of life and spend time hearing the gospel, sharing together, discussing, reflecting, and praying So that's a really great event each year. And then we also hope to just develop our student work on camp throughout the year. So continuing with campus evangelism, building up students and helping them to grow with Jesus and to share their own faith as well with the students around them. And then just aside from the student ministry, we're also hoping to grow and develop a new ministry in Agape, which is called Leader Pact. Mm-hmm. So over the coming year, we're going to be trying to support Christians in the workplace with sharing their faith and also giving people opportunities to hear the gospel at work and through their colleagues. And so that will be done through events and through small groups and discussions, quite like our student ministry, but in the workplace.
Amazing. That's so exciting because, you know, there's definitely a need for it. It can be so difficult, especially, you know, just in the workplace, with all the rules and regulations and kind of, you know, not wanting to kind of overstep the boundary, if you will. And it can be hard to sort of navigate through that and be able to share our faith. So I think there'll be just so many people who benefit from that. So it's lovely to hear. And thank you so much, guys. Just lastly, you did mention agape.island. I should say agape. Sorry, guys. The kind of English habit comes out now and then. But yes, agape.island. So that's your Instagram account. Where else can we find out more?
Yeah, our main website is www.agape.ie. Anyone who's interested in finding out more about Agape, we would love to hear from them. If there's anyone who's interested in partnering with us in some way, in maybe volunteering or just finding out more about what we do, maybe interested in the student ministry or leader impact, developing that. There's just loads of ways that we'd love people to get involved and to connect with us. So if anyone's interested, we'd love to hear from them. And we also, we really value prayer as well. If people can be praying for us over the coming year, that would be great. But yeah, our website is agape.ie. People can get in touch with us anytime at office@agape.ie.
Thank you. How can we support you? So prayer, that's really important, very key. How else can we support the ministry?
Prayer, absolutely. Be praying for us. Also, we're looking for financial support. So as some people may know, our staff in Agape are support based. So this means that we each on the staff team have our own team of personal supporters who partner with us financially to enable us to do our roles. So like at the moment, Jonathan and I are raising support together to allow us to work with Agape. So if anyone out there feels they would be interested in supporting our work, me and Jonathan or Agape as an organisation, if anyone's been looking for an organisation that, you know, is trying to help people in Ireland to discover Jesus, we would love to tell you more and we'd be delighted to chat with you. So again, please feel free to get in touch. We'd love to hear from you.
Fantastic. Great. Well, thank you so much, guys. It's been such a joy chatting with you today. And yes, to everyone listening, make sure you go out and support them. Check out their Instagram page and go to the website and do get in touch because it is a fantastic charity, a fantastic organization, and they're reaching out people so they know more about Jesus. So thanks so much, guys.
Thank you so much, Beverly, and thanks everyone for listening.
Thank you so much.
Take us with you wherever you go. UCB Ireland.